Well, the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, is the minister responsible for the My Health Record system, which of course means that Australians will automatically have an online user account for their health records created for them if they don't opt out by October. The minister also announced today separately that the government will plough $50 million into genomic testing, which enables doctors to tailor treatment to individuals instead of the current one-size-fits-all approach to medication, in particular with cancers. Greg Hunt joins me. Minister, welcome to PM.
Good evening.
Just on that announcement, firstly, the $50 million for the genomic testing, it's focused on people with late-stage rare cancers. Would you consider extending more funding for genomic testing across the range of cancers?
Well, in fact, we've already allocated $500 million for a 10-year national genomics mission, and that will cover cancers across a range of conditions. That will cover non-cancerous genetic conditions, so spinal muscular atrophy, fragile X, cystic fibrosis, where we've already announced we'll be doing a test with 20,000 participants who will look at preconception screening to tell whether or not there's a risk of children being born with particular combinations of genetic outcomes. So that's the biggest program for medical research individually that we've embarked upon as a government. And today what we've done is added the rare cancers component, and that will help 5,000 Australians initially with diagnosis of cancers which would otherwise either be unable to be properly treated or for which there was no perfect outcome. Now what we're looking at is extending that treatment, extending the diagnosis, and we met 4 patients today who were alive because of the trials in this very program.
I know it's been widely welcomed, very much welcomed across the community. Not so much on the My Health Record system, though. We've heard the arguments for making health records more accessible, but the Prime Minister's confirmed 20,000 people opted out on the first day. Do you agree that you have not answered Australians' concerns about the security of their health information that will now be in the hands of the government?
No, I disagree. We have 6 million Australians in a system that's been operating for 6 years so far who are part of the program, and that's operated on the advice of the Cyber Security Centre without a digital breach at all. We have people who are adopting it. We've expected an over 90% participation rate, but our trials, including 1 million people in 2 significant areas, have had a 98% participation rate. So the participation rate has been far higher than we've expected. And importantly, though, not only is the data secure, but everybody has complete choice whether they participate in the system, whether they prevent any material being uploaded to their personal record, whether they have exclusive access themselves, or whether they share some access with others. So total personal control.
Okay, this is now an opt-out system, though. That was an opt-in system. It's a very different beast, isn't it? It's one of the issues.
No.
It's one of the issues that Paul Shetler, the former head of the government's Digital Transformation Office, raised on RN Breakfast this morning, and he was being asked about the lack of default security settings.
I think it's problematic. So it was initially designed as an opt-in system. And those kind of security settings kind of make sense for an opt-in system because you kind of know what the system is going to be used for. You know why you're going to be in it. You've chosen to do it. And so therefore you want to make this data available. When it becomes an opt-out system and you find out all your data is on there and, oh, by the way, it's all being shared. No, I don't. I think that's one of the flaws. So when I say this thing has been, the rollout of this has been significantly flawed.
Significantly flawed, Minister. That's a harsh criticism from a very well-informed individual in this process.
Well, in fact, we've, as I say, had 6 million Australians sign up. It's been running for 6 years. So there's been no issue. Over 6 million accounts, and over that course of 6 years, with the data, the access, and I think that's one of the most significant trials that any nation has had. So it's been designed with all of the major medical groups. It has the support of the medical groups, and it's also been designed with consumer groups and with the support of all of the states and on a bipartisan basis. It was originally passed into being in 2012 by the previous government, but it's had bipartisan support. But most significantly, medical design, consumer input, right throughout, and that's why it's been highly successful so far, and that's why it's now evolved to the next stage with, as I say, each state and all of the major medical groups supporting it, and everybody has complete control as to whether to participate. It's not just for 3 months. They can choose at any time, at any point, that they may wish to.
Okay, can I just stop you there? Because one of the issues that's been raised, and you would have heard perhaps a little bit of our package before, where we have sex workers, we have people in the transgender community, people living with HIV raising significant concerns about issues of stigma, discrimination, potential criminality in some cases, if their information is not secure. They're saying they don't trust the system, Minister. Are you saying that you will not take any notice of that call for you from them to do something more?
Well, I think the first thing is that I respect the views of everybody, which was why it was designed. So as people have total control, nobody has to be part of the system. Secondly, they can have exclusive control, so as only they can have it, or they can prevent any documents, any particular documents being uploaded. So I think one of the important things is to continue the process of explaining the total personal control that people have. I would say correct the fact that people can be criminalised through this process. That's incorrect.
Well, if they're sex workers in a state where sex work is still criminalised, there is the potential for that, isn't there?
No, that's incorrect. The Digital Health Agency has again reaffirmed today that material, which is the case with every medical record in the country, can only be accessed with a court order. And that applies to the situation of every medical record which is currently available. So the security of the online is far greater than the fact that all of these existing medical records already exist, whether it's in a GP's within a GP's practice, in a hospital system, within a pharmacy. So it's simply giving people the choice.
Minister,
do they wish to have that together?
Okay, we're just running short.
They can control exactly who has access.
We're just running short of time, Minister. If hospitals are allowed to override patient privacy controls, which it seems they are,
no, that's
incorrect. If once documents are downloaded or accessed by the hospitals,
with great respect, and it would be a criminal offence unless there is in the case of a major emergency for that to be done.
Don't individuals have to then reset their security controls, delivering a level of complexity and perhaps a lack of knowledge that might leave people exposed?
Now, the presumption that there would be the ability to override is incorrect, other than in a deep, profound medical emergency. So,
regardless of everything,
one of the things that's happened is there's been a number of statements which have been incorrect. I would gently correct those. The statements about access by law enforcement bodies, incorrect. The statement about the ability for anybody to access it, incorrect. The statement about the ability to override.
Minister, just on that, the problem is that people simply have been telling us all week across the ABC's various platforms that they just don't trust the system. If you have a system that is not trusted, regardless of your verbal assurances, isn't it going to be the case you'll have to reconsider October as the deadline for the opt-in system to start?
Well, people can
opt-out system.
Not just between now and October. People can opt out at any time. And that's actually one of the points that I think it's very important to make, that at any time people can opt out.
And, and that means their existing records, though, remain with the government, don't they? After you opt out, whatever's already there remains with the government.
Well, there's absolutely no access for anybody. And it's the same. And I think it's important to understand that all of these records already exist.
But
they
Paul
exist
Shetler,
within a GP's clinic.
Okay,
or
you've already made that point. You've made that point. With respect,
so
Minister, Paul
it's
Shetler.
Simply giving people their own access.
Minister, you've made that point. Paul Shetler, the former head of the government's Digital Transformation Office, says he doesn't trust the system. He believes it's flawed and he would not sign up if he were an Australian.
Well,
isn't that a condemnation?
It's a matter for each Australian, and I think the important thing
so
is
you reject his criticisms?
Look, everybody's entitled to their own views.
He's an expert minister.
Everybody's entitled to make their own decisions. Actually, the strongest experts are, of course, the medical authorities.
No, the technological expert minister. He's a technological expert. He says the system can't be trusted.
Well, we also have extraordinary people, whether it's in the Digital Health Agency, whether it's through the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, in each of the states and territories who've helped develop this system, which is why when you look at 6 million people, 6 years, on the latest advice today, no data breaches, that's actually a very, very significant outcome. But more than that, why is this happening? ASO is every person is reinvested with the right to their own materials. That's a very important presumption, that we all have the right to our own materials, and that nobody should be able to take that right away from us. We might choose not to exercise it. But secondly, this is about, with hospitals saving lives, about ensuring that people with allergies to penicillin
Minister.
Are not prescribed it in circumstances. And so ultimately, this will save many lives, improve medical outcomes, and it's a fundamental opportunity for each Australian to choose how they manage their own health.
And I'm sure a lot of people do see potential benefits, but those criticisms are still out there. We'll continue the debate, I'm sure. Greg Hunt, thank you very much for joining us on PM this evening.